Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's a non-Sauce Gardner and Indianapolis Colts confession. We'll get to one.
Come on, why not?
Man, we want more sauce, man.
Because this made me laugh.
Why are we arguing
hard.
So much about the Colts right now?
Well, you know why? They're ahead of you in the division.
This is Colts Radio.
All right, so I realized something that I probably knew, we probably all know, but it's just funny. It truly does not matter who you are, what you've accomplished, how much money you have. None of it matters. When the wife says, sit up, in a particular tone, you sit up. So there was Nick Saban enjoying Monday Night Football. You could just see it on the screen in front of him. He was sitting in his recliner, feet were up, had a blanket over his legs.
The blanket over the legs is clutch. Yeah, that's how you know you're comfortable.
Yeah, he had the blanket over his legs. And then they decided to sing happy birthday to him, and he didn't move.
To you, happy birthday to you.
That's good. That
was Miss Terry run everything around there, man. Terry,
she didn't just say, sit up, please. She goes, sit up. And he went to attention.
He popped it.
He popped it.
He popped
up.
Yeah, he hit that little button on the side.
He popped it. Sat up straight in the chair, dude. That is one of the funniest things I've seen. Like, he's like, sit up.
You remember his story about when he was at Michigan State and when he was trying to go to LSU. Like, he couldn't just go on the visit, right? Yeah. That would have really alerted some things, made everybody mad. He sent Miss Terry down to LSU. She was the one who looked at the all the facilities and looked at all the program and was like, all right, yeah, you can do this here. Miss Terry run everything around there. Like, don't get it twisted. Miss Terry is the person that makes the Nick Saban empire what it is. I wouldn't be surprised if you got Miss Terry on a whiteboard and she started drawing up cover threes and all this other stuff. Like, I wouldn't be surprised one bit.
Oh, sit up. Oh, yes, ma'am. He didn't even say a word. Just poop. It popped it back down. All right. I guess I'm blowing out the candles. And she oversaw that too, of course, by the way.
Of course she did. Yeah. She sees everything. I hate to say it. Actually, I don't know how much I hate to say it. I know Lopez will love me saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've made a lot more than we probably should have out of the Blake Fisher as a jumbo.
Oh, really? How come?
Not that, obviously, like, I think it makes sense adding that extra heft on the offensive line. I think that we've got to be careful to not do the thing where we go, well, Blake Fisher is a better version of himself because he has been useful as a sixth man. I was going through and, you know, watching back some things from the game, as I think we all do on a Monday, Tuesday, in this time period of the week. And especially on the goal line, I'm looking at some of these plays and I'm like, hey, dog, this technique is not, it's not it. Like, I'm still seeing some stuff where
still,
I'm like.
Still Blake Fisher?
I know.
Is that what we're saying?
Didn't I say he would enjoy this? Yeah, like there's still enough of that where I go, hey, Titus Howard, you sure you got a concussion?
Yeah.
Like, that's I am really concerned about Blake Fisher having a start.
And see,
right,
that's why I mentioned yesterday, because I think y'all mentioned, Blake Fisher, he's the swing tackle. I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they put Trent Brown in there, man.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because they did it earlier, man. They shuffled the whole offensive line
at
one point just to not play Blake Fisher.
Yeah. They had all them dudes active, though. Like, yeah. Trent Brown, yeah, they had him as a healthy scratch. I have not seen him. Like, I haven't seen him play football.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
But they will show you how bad Blake Fisher is if they decide to roll with a Trent Brown.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it shows you how bad Trent Brown is at this point, which
yeah, both of those.
Right, and that's the thing is, again, I think that I didn't say that he was, you know, definitely going to be right tackle because I believe so strongly in his ability. Mm-hmm. I think that's just where they are. I'm looking at it. He's the swing tackle because 1-2, he's the third tackle active. Like, that's clearly where they value him and where they believe his believe him to be in their roster and in their depth chart. I'm just still in a place where I'm like, oh, Blake Fisher, still kind of the Blake Fisher that we've kind of come to understand over the last season.
Yeah, I haven't really looked specifically at him. I'm glad you did. But either way, it affects, you know, depending on Titus Howard, how they're going to be able to do any of that stuff, whether it's or not do the jumbo package, you know, just go in altogether different direction.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got to confess, I feel like I set Sean Pendergast up to fail.
What?
So I didn't realize last week, remember we had our Halloween party?
Mm-hmm.
And Sean, what was Sean and Grego's costume?
Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Too Sexy.
Yeah, from the music video.
Yeah,
I'm Too
okay.
Sexy.
Yeah, so Sean had on this little fishnet shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over there during the break, and I kind of got a video of him in the fishnet shirt and Grego snatching his shirt off and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went in there performing all that. But I posted some clips from the Halloween party where Sean was wearing the shirt. And I posted it on social media. I posted it on Twitter. I had no idea that people was going to take that video and use it against Sean in the smack off.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, so apparently some people did some...
oh, boy, he's going to get destroyed.
No, he did get destroyed. No, I didn't even know he was in the smack-off. You know, I don't really keep up with that. Unless Sean said, hey, I'm going to be in the smack-off. And maybe I missed it. But I want to say it was like one or two other people that was in the smack-off talking smack about Sean. And they used that video. They did a little screenshot of Sean in the fishnet shirt. I felt so bad, man. And I talked to Sean on Sunday at the game. And I'm like, hey, I had to apologize to him. I'm like, I had no idea. I would have waited to post that.
Yeah.
Or probably wouldn't have posted it at all if I knew you were setting up to be in the smack off. And I felt like they used that as ammo, and I'm kind of responsible for it.
Yeah, I'd feel the same way.
I feel so bad. He told me no worries, and, it didn't bother him at all, but I felt like I gave him the bullets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that...
You were part of opposition research?
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, but...
I wouldn't have posted it.
I also feel it shouldn't have happened. I didn't know.
Yeah, I had no idea because I posted our video with our costumes, and then, you know, saying Sean and all that. I just did a little video, and I posted it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think nothing of it. And I seen that video. I seen a couple screenshots from the video circulating around. I'm like, wait a minute, that was from my video. And they were talking smack about Sean pretty much to Jim Rome. And I'm like, oh,
how did it go, by the way? Not well for him?
I think he finished. He said he finished fourth.
Okay.
So he said he was pretty satisfied with it. And he'll be doing it again. I don't know if they do it next year.
Did the winner use that against Sean?
I think so. Yeah, oh. I think so. I think it was a couple people that used it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I feel so bad, man. Yeah. If I would have knew that, I wouldn't have posted anything. I felt so bad.
Yeah. I got to confess, I'm a little bit, I'm missing something that I shouldn't miss.
What does that mean?
I kind of wish that the election was a little bit livelier around here. This was a bore. I went to vote this morning. There was one person in the entire place ahead of me. One person.
Why are you surprised?
Are you kind of shocked?
You have lived a long time and seen a lot of elections to know.
I get that it's not a presidential election.
Not only is it not a presidential election, not gubernatorial.
Yeah.
There's no senators.
Yeah.
There's not even a mayor happening.
But as much, here's the thing.
We voting on amendments, dog. Yes,
but as much as I hate all the ads, all the hoopla, all the lying, all the everything, I walked in there, I was like, man, this is sad. There was one other person in there.
This man said doing his civic duty wasn't exciting enough.
It wasn't. That's exactly what I'm saying. It needs to have a little more buzz.
Grow up, John Lopez.
There was only one candidate that put a sign out in front of my polling place.
Dang.
There was one. You know,
that sounds like your polling place. Yeah. My polling place was jumping. There was all sorts of signs in there, brother.
There was only one. Well, there was like four signs, but it was the same one, the same candidate. And I'm like, whatever. What's first of all, what's wrong with us that we don't go vote for these things as much as we should? But I'm like,
what do you mean what's wrong with us? You're displaying it right now. You're like, I wasn't excited enough. That's not
what
you vote.
I went. What I'm saying though is like, I kind of missed the buzz. I miss being mad about everybody doing all those stupid things.
I see you 408. That's also worth noting is that's kind of the point of not having a lot of people was early voting, having the week or so of
early
voting.
Yeah, but there was one dude.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
One.
I mean,
I know it kind of made me happy. I could leave up out of here and go vote real quick.
Yeah,
you won't have to worry about the line then.
Yeah.
You'll be able to get it done, I promise. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I don't even know how I feel. This is my confession. I don't know how I feel that all the big news in the trade deadline is obscuring another piece of news tangentially related to the NFL that I really just want to get y'all's opinion on.
Okay.
Do you know that Tom Brady has revealed that his dog, Junie, was cloned when his previous pet died in 2023?
I think you're lying.
I am not lying. Tom Brady said that he got a clone dog.
Is this true?
What? Why would I lie about this?
No, do you believe Tom Brady, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Why would he lie about this?
Because he's Tom Brady.
I mean, people lie all the damn time over stupid stuff.
Yeah.
That would be something I would lie about just to kind of get people going.
You
know,
would?
That dog is cloned.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Brady. I can do stuff like that.
Let me just get the people going.
First of all, I'm blown away. Junie, that's who you're talking about.
Yeah, Junie.
Is a clone of the late pet Lua.
Lua, which is the dog that he and his ex-wife had shared. And the dog passed in December of 2023, and I guess he decided to go ahead and clone him. And by the way, he announced this because he announced that he is working with a biotech company.
Okay, it's not true.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think that it's not true? You don't think that they did the deal?
He's an investor in the company.
Yeah,
that
they
did.
They did the deal, and he was like, "Hey,
all right,
I still got
better.
Some hairs laying around. Go ahead and run me up a new dog."
Yeah. So you don't think it's not a chance that he probably got the same breed of dog that look exactly alike?
I think it's BS, is what I think. He went from Labrador to Labradoodle,
which
he calls it a clone.
Which is the better one? If he actually had his dog cloned, or if he just lied to get this money?
Well, the better one is the cloning because it's kind of scary, but the one I think is true is the by the way, I'm also an investor in Colossal Biosciences. You too can have your dog cloned.
All of it's uncomfortable. From the 281, Tom Brady is a clone. Hilarious. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is a Tuesday. Let's do some college football on a Tuesday. Let's talk about what's happening, and there are more jobs in college football. They're running, they're taking over. All the open jobs taking over. Let's sort this out next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.